There once was a man from Peru who dreamt he had eaten his shoe. He woke with a fright in the middle of the night to discover that his dream had come true. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brandon On. This is episode 2 of The Scoop. We are in lovely Montreal, Quebec. It is a beautiful day out. It is like there is not a cloud in the sky. It's very sunny, very windy, though. I was over by Lachine Canal, almost fell in. Our guest today is Rose Clark. How are you doing, Rose?
Hi. I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
I mean, yeah, it's a cool thing. I'm not used to this sort of setup.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in this studio right now in the CJ building. It's very official looking, isn't it?
Yeah. Montreal just has so much to offer, I guess.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So you're from Halifax, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Born and raised in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Right.
Not sure if you've heard of that. It's a pretty small town. But yeah, I'm definitely glad to be here. I'm actually just visiting my brother.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, he lives
your brother Jackson?
Jackson, right? That's him. Yeah. He lives with his boyfriend. So cool. I'm just staying with him. He lives downtown. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah. Where about downtown? Like where? What,
I think it's what called Atwater.
Atwater, okay.
Like that's the metro subway? Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
So how long are you here?
Just for the weekend. Like, I'm going to be leaving tomorrow to go back to school because I'm still in high school.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have to go back.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Okay. Early morning tomorrow or?
We'll see.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, I have I have a class at 10 tomorrow.
So at 10?
Yeah.
Is that an early class for you?
Like, yeah.
What is university?
Yeah, it's a trip for sure. So what have you been doing in Montreal? Like you said you came up to visit your brother, but have you been sightseeing at all? Have you
Yeah,
have you
I
guys
went
been
to
to
that like big hill, like the Mount Royal, sorry. That was really cool.
That's a good way of describing it. It pretty much just is a
Yeah, show. But it was super cold, so that was a little. But you know what? It was cool. I got some cool pictures. My friends will probably be jealous, so that's fine.
Yeah, got something for the Instagram or.
I think so. Okay, I think so. Yeah. We'll see. I think it's gonna be a great hit. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get here then? Did you take a plane or?
Yeah,
are you a bus person?
I flew. Yeah, I saved up the money so I could come and visit because I'm just getting so sick of like Halifax. I needed to get out of there.
Mm. So have you lived there your whole life then?
Yes. Yeah, right. I lived there. I grew up there with my family, but mostly with my dad. And then when my brother moved away, it was just my father and I. Mm-hmm. So we're still living together, and it's just the two of us.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So how's that?
I mean, it's cool. Obviously, it's like that's my dad, so... It can be kind of awkward sometimes to talk about some stuff, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure.
But... he's great and I wouldn't have it any other way, you know, like he's a great support system and I'm really lucky to have him. Mm. So that's really cool. I'll miss him, but I know that I was thinking about moving to Montreal too, like with my brother once I graduate.
Yeah. That's the next thing I was going to ask is like, where are you planning to go like next? But, is Montreal the only thing on your mind or are you thinking of like... A few different cities?
Yeah, see, my mom actually moved to Toronto, like, a few years ago. Mm. So I was thinking maybe go there and then I could be closer to her. But I'm not really sure it's my scene. You know, I just have to figure it out. So that's why, that's a big reason why I wanted to come here and check it out and see the schools. Like, I was looking around McGill and Concordia. I don't think I'd go to Bishop's, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, Montreal and Toronto are very different. I was actually just in Toronto on
really?
Business. Yeah, I got back just last night. I was visiting my brother, too.
Actually. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But,
what do you think of Toronto?
Toronto?
Like, should I go?
I think, like, one of the things I really love about Montreal is, like, how laid back it is.
Okay.
Like, everyone, when you see people walking around, like, they look like they're just, like, having a good time,
mm-hmm.
you know? But Toronto is very, like, it's definitely, it's bigger, it's more, like, built up, and it seems like everyone's, like, worried about something. That kind of,
really?
Like, that freaks me out.
Yeah,
personally.
That's a little
And that's why I'm here, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Everybody just seemed, like, colder and ruder there, and like there's not as many cool French people.
Yeah, that's so. The other thing. I'm from Ottawa.
Oh,
so it's smaller.
I'm
than
sorry.
Oh, yeah. that's always the reaction I get.
Yeah,
it's, yeah. But but yeah, going like coming to Montreal here, it's bigger, but not too much.
Right.
Bigger.
Right.
You know? So. I really appreciate that. And how big is Halifax, actually? What's the population around there?
Man, I don't even know. I just know that the downtown area, it's like four blocks.
Mm.
You know? Like, it's so small. There's two high schools for the whole city.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know. But that it's not just the city, too. It's like all the area. It's so small.
Yeah, I was actually in Halifax how many years ago now?
Really?
I like 5 years ago. I went at the start of high school.
What did you see?
I
like,
went,
what did you do?
I went on like an exchange, like a band exchange.
What?
For like a week, yeah.
But did you do anything?
What do you mean? Like in this
did you
city
go on or? The Harbor Hopper? Any tourist things?
No.
Do you
so we actually, like, it wasn't like Halifax that we like.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to like this small like town. We went to like Bridgetown. That was like where we.
Bridgetown.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were in Halifax for like a day, and we looked around, and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, the province though is really like different from like this sort of area because I feel like. Even between Ontario and Quebec, it's not too noticeable, at least like in terms of the landscape and stuff. It's more about like what people are like.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like over there, it's also like it's even more different.
Yeah, you can definitely tell. Like when you're flying in from somewhere like more west or something, you'll definitely notice that the trees are greener and there's more hills and stuff.
Yeah.
And the people... They seem nicer, but like they're not. they're more friendly, but they're not nice. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like it's
which
like,
is
it's
fine.
Like a surface thing.
Yeah,
like
it's like
very...
LA, but like like Eastern Canada. So they all have the accents, and it's funny.
Yeah.
I worked so hard to get rid of mine. I'm really proud of myself.
It's
actually.
Like really like.
Nova Scotia. I don't know. I can't. I've blocked it.
So what do you think what would you say is like your favorite thing about, I guess, Nova Scotia or Halifax?
Okay.
Whichever. And then your least favorite thing.
I think for a small city, the art scene is pretty alive. You know, like it's not a very judgmental city and it's easy to get around because of its size. But my number one favorite thing would be the harbor.
Right.
There's the Halifax Harbor and it's just gorgeous. And when you go for a walk on the boardwalk, you have the salt breeze and everything blowing in your hair. My least favorite thing would probably just be it's so small that it just feels like you're stuck there. Like it's hard to sort of meet new people and try new things because it's sort of like you do one thing and you meet all the people who are interested in that. So being away, it's like I love finally being in a place where it's like I don't know anybody and I can just walk down the street and don't know that
yeah, you don't
anybody.
Have to say hi to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I like back in Ottawa, right? I don't even live in downtown Ottawa. We're way out west in little, yeah, Bell's Corners. It's my hood.
Bell's Corners?
Yeah.
That's what it's, Bell's Corners.
Yeah.
Okay.
but yeah, like every time I go anywhere in town, it's just like, oh, there is like six people I know here. Mm-hmm. Someone I went to high school with works here. I have to, you know, other people are shopping here.
It's, yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely nice being like in a city where you don't know anyone. And I think that's something I really, really valued coming here, like for my first year too.
Absolutely. You go to Concordia, correct?
Yeah, that's why
what's
we're here.
That? Yeah, well, I mean
that's fair. That's fair.
But like, what do you think of it?
What do I think of it?
Yeah.
I really like it, honestly.
Really?
Like, I think, like, so Concordia and McGill, right? The two English-speaking universities in Montreal. Because, yeah, my French is terrible. Like, I cannot function in French.
Okay.
I guess there's, like, one thing. My marks definitely weren't high enough to get into McGill. But I think Concordia, for almost, not, like, for that reason, but I think that's part of why it's a very, like, things are very leveled out here, if that makes sense. Like, there's people from a lot of different places. Like, we have a ton of international students and people from, like, all over the world.
Okay.
And then also, like, you know, people, like, different, at least in my program, in sound, right? Like, people who are, like, interested in different things.
Okay.
Because, like, I'm a music person, even though I'm doing this podcast, but you know, there are people who are like really into like narrative stuff and really into like
so you get exposed to all those
weird,
different
that's
like, cool
it's really interesting. So what I know you said like you're thinking of moving to Montreal after school, but so would that be for school as well, or
I'm thinking so. I kind of want to do something related to, like, I'd like to be a social worker type thing.
Okay.
When I think that would be a fulfilling job. Like, it might be a little difficult, but I think I'd be good at it. I think I'd feel fulfilled and enjoy it. So I'm just trying to look around and find a program for that I would like to do. Other than that, I'm going to be honest, I don't really know. I'm just sort of, I'm just trying to get through high school, okay?
That's
fair. Look, like, I don't know. I don't feel like making up a whole story, like, like, you know how you go to family get-togethers and you have to come up with, like, this
you gotta
set of
give
things
them something,
you need to say.
They're always like,
ugh. Yeah, I'm so over that. They don't even ask me anymore. I say the most ridiculous things.
Oh yeah,
I'm just gonna move to. I'll say like, I'm gonna go to Brazil and I'm gonna go to school there, and I just make up ridiculous like, I don't know. It gets them off my back, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it
no, definitely. Cause,
make
cause
up a different
often,
lie every time.
Yeah, how often do you talk to these people, right? And the first thing they go to is like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. It's annoying because they just want you to like, well, I don't know, but it feels like they just want to hear something good so they can like brag about you to their friends and put their like other friends' kids down. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
I'm over it.
So does your family do a lot of like gatherings like that then? Like reunions or like stuff like that? Like what's the dynamic like there?
Not really. I mean, my parents divorced when I was 12.
Right.
And my mom moved back to Toronto because that's where she grew up. So, like I said, I've been living with my dad. Mm-hmm. I do see my dad's sister a lot and that side of the family with my cousins. And, of course, my cousins are like these, you know, soon-to-be doctors, lawyers, and all that stuff. So I'm kind of like the baby of the family. My brother's 5 years older than me. All my cousins are older. Mm. And it's kind of like everybody's expecting these amazing, great things. And I'm like, guys.
Yeah, because you're the last chance.
Okay, that makes me feel really relaxed. The last chance.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm allowed to say stuff like that because I'm like, that's me too.
Okay.
Like, I'm the youngest one in my family. And it's like, it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, like, you know, like people who I've always seen sort of like on the same level as me, like brothers that are like older or whatever, mm-hmm. like, or cousins, people are like starting to have kids, you know, like my cousin has like a baby now. It's like,
and you're like, I'm happy for you.
Like, like, I guess so. I mean, and it's always weird at family dinners because there's a baby.
Yeah, you just don't know what to do with it.
And I'm not saying, like, actually, I guess I don't like babies that much. But no, like,
oh,
like
I'm
love,
saying I don't like,
like, I love
babies,
this okay. child, obviously. They're family and stuff, yeah. But it's like, it still weirds me out. It's like a very young adult. Yeah.
It's just new
not,
human.
Not looking to get married anytime soon, so.
I mean, yeah. No.
Alrighty, so we're going to take a quick little break after that discussion about children.
Yeah,
but we will be right back. Alright, and we are back with Rose Clark. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just going to call you Rose from now on. I don't know why I keep
Rose works. That's fine.
Last name. Rose. It's a good name. It's,
yeah, Rose Clark.
Yeah.
I like saying it.
Yeah.
Clark.
It has a nice ring to it, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alright, so the next segment of the show is the speed round, where we're going to ask you a lot of you know, really quick questions. Mm-hmm. You're really going to have to think on your feet for this one.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, there we go. All right. Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite type of dog?
Cocker spaniel.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Crayon or pencil crayon?
Crayon.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Pizza or Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut.
Nice. Twitter or Instagram?
Twitter.
Favorite vegetable?
Carrots.
Peanut butter or jam?
Peanut butter.
Favorite pizza topping?
Cheese.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
Paper or digital?
Paper.
Spring or fall?
Spring.
Amphibians or reptiles?
Reptiles.
Favorite road sign?
Stop.
Ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Ice cream.
Night or day?
Night.
Favorite letter of the alphabet?
L.
Favorite number?
27.
Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Hard shell or soft shell tacos?
Soft shell tacos. Mm-hmm. Never hard shell.
Right. Have you been to Tu Chau in Montreal?
Yep.
So peanut butter or teriyaki sauce then?
Peanut butter.
Nice. Rogers or Bell?
Bell.
Favorite sport?
Swimming.
Times New Roman or Arial?
Times New Roman. Hey.
Orange juice or apple juice?
Orange juice.
Pulp or no pulp?
No pulp.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was worried about
worried
that. I think I'm gonna ask that one more because, like, yeah, last
I think you should
last episode, like, I like some of these I repeated, and I think that pulp or no pulp is gonna be one that I
that's an important
that
one
I keep coming back to, because that's, yeah, you can tell a lot.
Oh yeah,
about someone, I think.
Yeah
from that. So I honestly don't get the pulp thing. Because when they process orange juice too, yeah. they take everything out. Like, pulp is
Wait,
added.
They put it back
pulp
in.
Pulp is put back in.
Ooh,
after.
What?
Right? It's insane. It's
like, ew. That makes it so much worse.
And they have different batches for how much of this gross stuff they're going to put back
it's
in.
It's like the. Yeah. Oh.
It's
stop it.
Yeah. So are there any that, I mean, usually what we do is we, after the speed round, we go mm-hmm. back and we talk about some of them in detail, sure, if there's anything to say there. Are there any that, like, that kind of stuck out to you, or do you want me to just go over
and pick some something? Okay. It was a blur.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
You seemed to have a very strong opinion about that.
Yeah, because I don't know what Android, I can't use them. Mm. Bottom line, I don't know. Like, my friends have Androids and I just, dude, I cannot take photos on them. I'm sure, like, I'm not very techie, okay? And maybe that's because I like the iPhone, because I find it easier to understand. And I feel like it makes my life simpler.
But that's the appeal of iPhones. Like, that's kind of the whole point, is that they're easy to use. Like, your 90-year-old grandmother can pick one up and, like, do something on it. Right?
Yeah. So you have an Android?
I do.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. It's right there. Why do you have an Android?
I'm like,
Sell it to me. Question. Tell me why.
Okay, so with Apple, with iPhones, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's very locked in. Like, the ease of use kind of comes at a price in terms of, like, customization, right?
Okay.
So if you're trying to clear space and, like, delete apps off your iPhone, right? Like, you can't delete, like, the, like, Stocks app, right? And there's, like, stuff that you can't get off of there, which is kind of, like, that's fair, I guess. Like, there's some stuff on Android like that, too.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, you really have control over the,
like,
phone.
Everything?
Yeah. So that's why, like, yeah, people who are really, like, enthusiastic about stuff like this kind of gravitate to, you know, like, fucking nerds, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I gotcha.
But, yeah, actually, Google is coming out with this phone called, like, the Pixel.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah. They had this really, I saw the ad where it was just mocking Apple. Like,
oh, yeah. So I didn't see that.
It was hilarious. They just, oh, my God. I mean, I still love Apple, but I don't know. That seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it's their iPhone killer. It's the whole point is to sort
to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably need to change.
I was on the Metro, like, a week ago or something. And I thought this dude sitting beside me had one. And I was like,
what?
Yo, is that a Pixel?
Oh, you asked him?
Yeah, I actually asked him. And he was like, no. It was just like a Nexus or something.
Oh,
another
funny
Android phone. Anyway. Yeah. So what else? Oh, spicy or mild? You said spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big,
I like spicy
big spice
food.
Fan.
Yeah. You could say so. I probably don't seem like it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's more of a challenge. Like, I don't necessarily enjoy it, you know? Like, sometimes it hurts, but I'm just kind of like, screw you, everybody, and I, like, want to prove people. I don't know.
No, that's
maybe
totally
it's, like, hiding something that I'm, like, insecure. I don't know
You're
what
like,
this means.
No,
like,
but I mean.
But, I'm down for a challenge, and I will eat that spicy food.
Okay.
I don't know.
Awesome. What's some of your favorite spicy food? Like, just because you like spicy stuff doesn't mean you have to like all spicy food, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you think of good spicy food, what comes to mind?
I mean, I don't know. Like, man, I can't. I think that, like, just, it's fine. Everything.
Just
whatever
all,
you'll
all
feed
spicy.
Me. Yeah.
That's fair. Food is food.
Yeah.
Really, when it comes down to it. Yeah. I'm a really big Hot Ones fan. Have you ever heard of Hot Ones? It's
no.
Like, okay, so it's this YouTube show where this interviewer has, like, celebrities on, and he interviews them, and they eat spicier and spicier wings, like, as the show goes on. And this, like, as they go on, like, the wings are, like, get really, like, really crazy spicy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds, like, great.
Yeah.
You should
check
it
out.
Do that.
Like, but I just bought my dad one of the hottest sauces on the show. I found it at Atwater Market, actually.
Wow.
I'm really excited to try it when I get home.
You bought it for, like, are you going to tell your dad?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, be really careful with this. Because he likes spicy stuff a lot,
okay,
too.
Okay,
so it's like,
it seems a little sinister.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Fuck you, dad. honestly, I should have just bought it for my mom, because that's like, that's something she always joked about. It's like whenever she's mad at him, she'd like.
Oh my gosh.
Although I don't think she ever actually
yeah.
did it, but.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Anything else? Amphibians or reptiles is a really random one that I thought of. I don't even really know the
difference. I don't know, amphibians, like frogs, right? They're kind of gross, right? I feel like, really? I don't know. I like frogs.
I'm a big frog
fan. Okay.
So it's like, there are a lot of, no, there aren't. I was about to say, there's a lot of iconic frogs. There's like a few. There's Kermit.
Oh,
you have what? Yeah,
I was picturing like types of frogs, but you know, like
like famous frogs, not just like your everyday.
Oh, Kermit! I don't know.
There's Kermit. There's
Fraggle. Isn't that a kids' TV show? It's like Fraggle Rock. they're all like kid puppets, like the Muppets.
Oh,
but they're frogs.
I have no idea. Wow, whatever. That sounds great.
Yeah,
that sounds right up my
alley.
Yeah,
it was a great TV show.
Yeah, there's Frogger, the frog from Frogger. Louis La Grenouille. Did you ever? Yeah, I forgot about that until.
Okay.
Like just now. Yeah.
Fair, but I don't know. Reptiles just seem more like badass.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Reptiles are like cool.
They will mess you up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I'd rather go hang out with like a. Komodo dragon. That's a reptile, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't want like any reptile experts to listen and mm-hmm. be like angry at me. So
I mean,
I don't wanna say anything for sure.
It's not like I had you on the show to like talk about reptiles and amphibians specifically.
Great.
So it's okay.
I don't know. They just seem much more like badass.
Yeah.
Can I say
sure.
that? Is this?
Oh yeah. It's,
great.
It's the internet.
Yeah. right. Yeah. They seem much more badass, and I am into that.
I think the one thing that, like, always really tripped me up is, like, cause, like, crocodiles and alligators. Is it not, like, one of them's a reptile? One's an amphibian? I don't actually know.
Oh, whoa.
Because I know there's, like, some, like, difference about that. I think
one of them has, like, a longer snout.
I think I had, like, a book dedicated to, like, the purpose of the book was, like, differentiating crocodiles and alligators, and I still don't know.
Oh, well, the book didn't really do a lot, huh?
Evidently. But yeah, you said like longer snout. Is that?
I'm pretty sure. I used to read a lot when I was in elementary school about animals, and I'm pretty sure alligators have a longer nose.
Okay.
And one of them, don't some of them live in salt water or something?
Oh, that might be it.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll have to do my research next time.
I'm going to Google that tonight.
Oh, the other thing you had or seemed to have a very strong opinion on was the taco question.
Yeah.
It was hard shell.
I don't like it. It's hard to eat the hard shell. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know, you take a bite and it just crumbles. Yeah, it's annoying. It's messy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Soft shell
can be messy too.
Yeah, but
Not in the same way, though. Like, you get, like, I feel like with soft shell, you might get, like, more sauce like everywhere, you know, but with hard shell you get the actual shell, like.
I mean, I find it more satisfying, the nice like soft shell. Mm-hmm. You like cradle it in your hands. You just like go for it.
Yeah.
And taco, like the hard shell, it's
kind of awkward too. That's
yeah
very fair.
Yeah, it's a little different and it's crunchy. I'd rather it be softer.
Yeah.
It's really caring about the food that's inside. It's giving
it's
it a hug.
It's caressing it.
Yeah, where the hard shell's just kind of like, it's here.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not as exciting.
Okay. That's very fair.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have a preference?
I think, I think I'm biased here because, yeah, like when I was a kid, right? I talk about my mom's cooking way too much. I'm starting to realize this is like something I talk about like all the time, and it's just like
that's fine.
Back up. Yeah. Anyway, whenever we would like, or my mom would like make tacos and stuff, the soft shells just always like really gross. Like we all like the tortillas we had at home were just like really bad for some reason. They were super like doughy and like not. nice at
all. Did she make them or buy them? Like, what? Yeah. It was just the brand. Why did you get another brand?
I don't know. It's like, right. But I was a kid too. I'm not going to be like, hey, these hey, mom, these taste like ass. You know? Like, so the hard shells were always like kind of it for me. Okay. And also, like, when you go to Taco Bell too, mm-hmm. like, those hard shells aren't that hard. You know? Like, the hard shells are kind of softer too. So it's like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Why I think I sort of lean towards that. But also, like, a good burrito is like can't be matched, really. I think that's like one of the finer things in life.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I respect your opinion.
Thank you.
You know, the soft shell and hard shell people have to work together.
Exactly.
If we're gonna. Exactly. You know, continue with this discourse.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Unless one of them likes pulp.
Yeah.
Because that I don't think can be helped.
That's unforgivable.
But you know what? It's okay. Yeah. We can set our taco differences aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't believe how many people I know that, like, pulp.
Right? Isn't it the worst?
I thought I trusted you.
No. Have you ever experienced when you're like, hey, like, can you guys pick up some orange juice on your... And the person, like, your mom or somebody comes home with pulp orange juice. And you didn't even look because you know your family would never do such a thing. And you go to take a big gulp and there's pulp in your juice. I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about
that. It's tragic. No, that's like... Yeah,
it's worse than brushing your teeth and drinking orange juice, you know? I'd rather taste that than have to put up with the pulp.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring that up, actually. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, I didn't think that was a thing. Like, I didn't believe in it.
Just this random meme that somebody made up?
Yeah, because I'd done it. Like, I had brushed my teeth and had orange juice after, and I was like, this is fine. And then I realized I was just drinking gross orange juice. And I was like, oh, I had like good orange juice once, and I was like, oh,
this is what it's supposed to taste like.
It's not supposed to taste like. Yeah, but I've also heard like some people I know like the taste.
What?
Of like, yeah, because they're like, oh, it makes it like less sweet. That's the point.
No.
That's the point of
orange juice. So,
it's sweet.
Then, what do you do?
Yeah, like, is this guy, like, brushing his teeth, like...
To drink orange juice?
Oh,
like,
no,
he does
yeah.
that before, and, that's funny.
On the off chance that Roy's listening to this, sorry.
Oh.
But, yeah, anything else you wanna talk about from that section, or shall we move on?
I mean, I don't know. I think some of my answers are pretty lame and predictable. My name is Rose. My favorite color is red. Not really sure what else there was.
But like, Times New Roman versus Arial. I made a face at you.
Yeah, what's up with that? Times New Roman is a classic.
It's a classic, but it's like, it's so stuffy. It's too like, I don't know.
It gets the point across and it's blunt, you know?
Mm,
it just...
That's fair.
It does it. Ariel's a little like...
Ariel's laid back.
It's
Ariel's
soft.
Chill.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like L.A. versus New York, you know? Times New Roman knows its shit. And Ariel's just kind of like, maybe do this, dude. And then Times New Roman is like, no, get
right.
your
if
life
you, if
together.
If you want like a strong message, you're going to use Times New Roman.
Which is always.
Okay. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. That's why funny. Why do you not like Times New Roman?
It's too much. It's like it's too strict.
Okay.
I really like I don't even use like when I'm texting people, like
mm-hmm.
I don't like using like capital letters. Like I'm one of those
really?
People. Yeah.
Wow.
Cuz like it's just like I'm just talking to you. Like let's just chill out, you know. So I feel like in my font choice is kind of like it's got to come across
it
that.
Reflects that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. So next section we have is our very deep Tumblr questions that have been taken from Tumblr.
Okay.
We're going to get really into it now.
Ooh.
So one to start off, What terrifies you most?
What terrifies me most?
Yeah, or just like what's one thing you're scared of? This is also a way that you could approach it, but.
Yeah, I'm scared most of not knowing what I want to do or never sort of fulfilling what I want to do in life,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a valid fear right now because I don't know what I want to do. And it's hard to sort of prevent that from happening when I can't, you know, like I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm scared I'm just never going to do it.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Does that make it's yeah. very meta.
Totally.
But, like,
yeah.
That's
no,
my biggest
I mean,
fear.
And especially like, oh, I don't want to sound old to be like, oh, at that age, it's like everyone's feeling. But it
yeah.
honestly, like, it really just is kind of like that. And I mean, for me, like at the end of high school, like even after I applied to university, got accepted, I still like. Okay, this is great. I still don't know what I want to do for the rest of my life, but this is like a start, I guess.
Right.
Like that's why I picked my program is because I was like, this gives me another couple of years
this
to figure it
cool.
out.
This seems
cool. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So like, you know, you just gotta work towards it slowly, I guess.
I guess so. It just seems so, because it's like, damn, when you hear other people talking about it in high school, it's like, are you really, do you really want to do this? Are you lying? Like, I don't know if they're trying to seem better and they really
right.
don't know what the hell they're doing, or it's just, you know, maybe they're just a better liar than I am. Well, I'll figure it out, hopefully.
Yeah.
I have to keep telling myself.
That's another thing too. Like, there's so many people who are in like university programs that they hate too.
Really?
Which is, yeah. Like a lot of my friends back in Ottawa, like doing like biomed and stuff, and like,
oh,
and these are people who are like kind of artistic types too,
right.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Right, like you could do like crazy cool things over in this field, but
true.
Here you're like doing something you don't even really.
But the
like
thing
that
is
much.
I've also heard that for some people it's like, I don't know, I know I have a friend who went to school for music and then they were doing music so much that it stopped being fun for them, and it
right.
stopped I don't know, so I don't know what it is. For some people it's just like that has to be a hobby, because once you mix it in with work, you don't have that separation anymore, and you can't find that outlet. Do
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I think it's very individual. Do you agree? Like,
yeah,
it's very, you
yeah,
know,
I think so.
Which I think is interesting.
And honestly, that's kind of happening with me right
really?
Now.
Really?
Like, I do like a lot of music on the side and stuff, and I'm doing like music for like assignments, and I'm getting graded on them, and it's like, I'm getting to the point where it's almost like this is too much. Like I want to
just want to do your thing.
Yeah. And although I really am doing my thing, it's still just like it is almost becoming work, which is kind of kind of scary, you know?
Yeah.
But I think like at the same time, there are like ways around that, you know, there are things you can do to slow that process and to like keep things fresh.
Okay.
Also, I think.
Yeah.
Like this, right? Like this entire thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is like something I'm doing to just take a break.
When did you start this?
When did I start this? Well, the first episode was last week.
Oh, wow.
This is the second episode. but it's like an idea I've had floating around in my head for a while. And I was like, why don't I do this thing?
Have you done anything like it before? Like with. I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm just
really
interested.
No, it's cool. You're flipping the interview structure on its head. It's cool. not really. I mean, I've always been interested in it and stuff. Like I talked about Hot Ones earlier.
Yeah.
Like I always really like stuff like that, where you get to see like this other side of people you don't usually see, you know, like with celebrities and stuff. But also I think it's really cool to see like, you know, ordinary
how
people
to, yeah.
Right? talk about stuff, because that's cool too.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah. Next question. What's your favorite movie?
I'm definitely, oh my God.
It's a tough one.
Do you know, I don't think it's that popular.
That's whatever.
Probably, it's called The Dreamers, and okay. It's really messed up.
Mm.
Not super. It's weird. It's a weird movie. I don't know. It's about this American guy who goes to Paris and he meets these siblings who kind of start hanging out with him and take him under his wing. I don't know when it's set, but it's basically once movies were just becoming a thing.
Yeah.
And they go to the cinema all the time. And as the movie goes on, the American guy just kind of realizes how messed up these two siblings are and like their relationship, and he gets tied into them, and like it's hard for all of them. They're just living together and not grow. It, I don't know. It's The Dreamers. It's cool. A great movie.
Yeah,
check it out.
What year did that come? Or like around, like how old is?
It's not too old. It was like, I want to say the late 90s, early 2000s, okay. Kind of thing.
Cool,
yeah,
cool.
Eva Green's in it. If you
I
know
don't
her.
Know who that is.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. So what, why, I guess, is the question. Like, what draws you to that film?
I think it's just really, it's different for me, for what, like, movies I've tended to see.
Mm.
And there's just some themes in it, like some underlying, like, sexual themes that sort of, are unexpected and might make some people feel uncomfortable, but I kind of like that about the movie. I really like movies that make you feel uncomfortable, like Black Swan too. Like,
right.
I don't know, you just don't really know what's going on until the end and you sort of come to your own conclusions. Like, I find that stuff really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I see. Next question. What's your Patronus?
My Patronus?
Yeah.
Probably a raven.
Oh,
I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be cool. A little flying Patronus.
Is that like, is there a particular reason why, or are you just like,
I just really dig
like cool
ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
They were like my favorite. I don't know. Like, I have a specific favorite ravens. They're so mm-hmm. cool. And they're like, I don't know. Cause there's crows and like crows are okay, but mm-hmm. ravens are like just, they're bigger and they're really, like, powerful, I think.
Yeah, favorite bird is actually a question. The
really?
Speed round I asked last week, yeah.
What was, do you remember the answer? I'm just curious.
What did
Elias bird.
Say? I think he said, I can't remember.
Oh, that's
it was
fine.
A whole week ago,
that's,
yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's funny you say that, actually. Yeah, I've been trying to think of, like, I don't have any tattoos yet,
mm-hmm.
but I want one. And I think I was going to get, yeah, a raven.
Oh, cool. Where would you want it? Do you know?
That's the thing. I don't, like, I'm not super sure. Because I don't have, like, a tattoo body, you know?
What?
Like, no, but I mean, it's just, like, being realistic, right? Like, in 20 years, like, it's not
gonna, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of the best place I can get it where it's, like, going to stay sort of nice for
okay.
a while.
Yeah.
Probably just, like, on the arm or something, mm-hmm. forehead, something like that.
yeah, that works. The raven.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And last deep Tumblr question.
Oh, pretty.
This is going to be a really deep one, though.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's not that deep, I guess. When you're mad, what do you do to feel better? Like, what's your process for being okay?
It takes a lot to get me angry, like really mad, but when I do, I shut down, man. I become very introverted and I don't want to talk to anybody, and I just sort of dwell in my anger, which isn't healthy. What I've learned, it's like at the moment, I just don't want to change anything because I'm so angry. I don't care about like feeling better, but eventually after I just kind of spend time with myself, I go for a walk and think about it, and even though that might not make the situation better, it calms me down to where I can think more rationally.
Yeah, for sure.
I go for a walk and come back, I'm usually still angry. but by that time I can write in a journal or something. I don't like talking to people about it, you know what
right.
I mean? As much as I don't like this about myself, it usually takes the person that I'm having some sort of dispute with to come talk to me first, because I'm not good at opening that door afterwards, and it's
That's
not
fair.
That I don't want to. It's just it's difficult for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't have that.
Yeah. And so you were talking about like going for a walk and stuff. Is there like a specific place that you like going, or is it just like you like walking anywhere?
Yeah.
Is it where you're going, or is it the act of walking?
I like walking like just in general, but there's this, if you keep walking like around the Halifax boardwalk, you'll eventually, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but you'll eventually come to this, these train tracks, and you walk along the train tracks for a bit. And you find this place that overlooks a bunch of water, and it's just super quiet, these train tracks, and every once in a while a train will come by, and you just, I don't know, it clears my head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice place to go and just think about stuff.
Yeah, right on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this part of the show is usually when we have our Dr. Joss Lewis segment, but unfortunately Dr. Joss is actually over in Geneva on a conference right now.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he's a very, very important man.
Wow.
I was honestly surprised when he agreed to do this.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Every week.
How did you get him?
Yeah, he's an old family friend.
Wow.
So
okay.
Yeah, it's like,
damn, I'm sad I can't meet him.
Yeah, he's really, really strange
okay.
But it's great. We have a good time, and he comes on and usually just like talks to our guests about like their lives and stuff, which is like,
ooh.
Yeah, after the Tumblr segment can sometimes be like, wow, we're getting really into heavy stuff, but we're just gonna keep it light today.
Cool. Great.
I think we're gonna go right into back and forth, which is my, like, favorite part of the show.
Oh, really?
Personally.
Okay.
So, yeah, what we do is basically I'm going to play a song and we can talk about it. And then if you want, you can play some music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm down.
I am going to, like, I'll tell you what the song is.
Sure.
Just because, like, if you've heard it before, then, like, you know,
I
want it to be, like, new for the other
right.
person. So do you listen to a lot of, or any Childish Gambino,
no,
Donald Glover?
No,
okay,
I'm not into
cool.
That, yeah,
because he just released a new track for the first time in like a while. Like it's been a long hiatus.
Okay.
So yeah, this thing is, I've had it on repeat for like the past few days.
Cool.
But yeah, let's take a listen.
Yeah, let's.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Bit of a long one, but
oh, that's cool.
Oh, You want to finish the song, or you want me to, like...
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah, last week I played some really terrible stuff.
On purpose?
Yeah, because the guy was a, like, composer, right? Okay, so I was like, let's play some stuff that's really bad. But yeah, this is something I actually like. So.
Yeah, I haven't listened to a lot of his stuff before. I really like this. This is different for me.
Yeah, it's honestly it's very different from like a lot of the stuff that he does. Like,
oh, really?
he stopped like doing stuff. Well, I mean, like, yeah, the guy has like a TV show going on and like all this other stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, and he like didn't release music for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, this thing comes out that's just, like, so different from, like, everything. Because, you know, he's, like, he's, a like, a rapper and producer.
Yeah.
This is very, like, rock and blues. Like,
yeah. Is it getting well-received?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, the thing with this guy is, like, people have always been very divided over him and kind of the stuff that he does. But the people, and this is the way it goes. Like, people who like him are, like, freaking out, like, going crazy. And, like, people who don't like him are still just, like, this is so crap, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, what did you think?
Oh, that's cool. I really liked the beginning. I loved the softer stuff. And then at first, like, when it started to change.
Yeah.
The
beat drop.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, the vocal stuff he's doing, too, is very, like...
Yeah, it's...
Kind of, like...
rough.
Yeah.
But I liked it after a while. My favorite parts, though, were definitely like the beginning and sort of thing, even though they were very different. I liked that. I'd honestly will probably go and listen to it again.
Awesome.
What was the name of the song?
The name is Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino.
Me and Your Mama.
Yeah, and this is the cover.
Oh, right? That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so I'm going to open this up to you now.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a little cord here.
Uh-huh.
You can plug in your phone.
My iPhone.
Your iPhone.
Cool. I'm going to bring it up.
And yeah, play whatever you want.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah, and you can play something that I've heard before too. Like, that's
okay.
Totally
yeah,
fine.
Do you know Banks?
Banks? No.
Okay, well... You're gonna, and it's okay if you don't like it, let me know. Okay, is this, I don't wanna, okay. You can adjust it if you think it needs to be. Position. Yeah, what did you think? Be honest.
I've been meaning to listen to more, like, alternative pop type stuff. Because, I'm, like, doing a lot more, like, electronic music now and stuff.
Right, okay.
And it's, like, there's a pretty heavy, like, focus on, like, production and stuff and, like, mm-hmm. stuff like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, like, even listening to it, like, I'm noticing things and, like, how I can, like, use those in, like, what I do, which is
okay.
cool.
Okay,
so like,
interesting.
Yeah, like, in this particular song, there's a lot of cool, like, movement, I guess is the right word.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the way that sometimes the, yeah, just like the different parts will like move in and out of
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
that sort of sphere is cool. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really like the song. It can be a little repetitive, I personally think, but I still really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
The
song I just played is kind of repetitive too, right?
Like, yes,
but it's I think that's not really like a bad thing if you know in both of these. Like mm-hmm. they're nice like places to be. You know, like sometimes like you'll find like this nice sonic space and just be like mm-hmm. I want to stay here for a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with like having it
sure.
go on. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway,
wow, I feel so like cool you like the song.
Yeah,
nice.
Totally. But yeah, I think we're gonna move on to our last segment.
Okay.
If that's cool.
Yeah.
This is we're just gonna end on like a nice little light note.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of the subreddit Not the Onion?
No.
Okay. So these are all like real news stories. And yeah,
okay.
that's where we grab them from. It's just stuff mm-hmm. that's happened within the last week.
Okay.
But they sound like they should be like out of The Onion because they're just really, really random.
Okay.
So this first one is, I'm going to read the title. And then if you want, I can read some more like context.
Okay.
Because sometimes they can be a little,
Okay,
yeah. So, City of Denver doesn't know who's running City of Denver Instagram account. Yeah, apparently they, and it's like, it's stuff like this, like they post like really nice photos of like,
oh, weird. Denver. It's like, who's
and the caption too is like, standing at 698 feet and with 52 floors, the hashtag Wells Fargo Center is the third tallest building in hashtag Denver. You know, it's like
the third tallest.
Yeah. But like,
who's taking
the time out of, because like usually they'd pay someone to do this. They'd be like, okay, we need a social media.
You'd be proud. You want to like tell people like I'm that person.
And they have like, they even do like historical pictures like this like snowstorm in 1913. Like, it's like, who are you? But yeah, they still don't know. They were like, I guess they tried to contact them and be like, hey, just don't use like our like images or stuff like that. Because, you know, why would you stop someone from
absolutely
giving you free publicity, basically? Because I'm going to check to see how many followers they have.
Sure.
They have 150,000 followers.
That probably is some of the draw, though. Like, it makes it so cool. Like, you have no, it's just this random person. It could be anybody.
Seriously.
Which is cool.
It's just, who? Yeah. I really enjoyed
it's like
that.
Some
because
Peter Parker type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Seriously. All right. Next one. Dead man elected to office in Oceanside.
What?
Yeah, apparently in the U.S. election, this guy died in September, but his name was still on the ballot because they didn't have time to take it off. And he got elected by like a 6% margin over his opponent.
Oh, no.
So,
that's so. So, what are they gonna do though?
I'm not sure. It says here city council members can declare the seat vacant since the winner cannot physically take office, according to Oceanside's city attorney John Mullen. That will lead to either an appointment or a special election. But yeah, like it was a lot, like 17,659 people voted for this dead guy
over the. Oh man, rest in peace.
Which is, yeah, I guess it's a good way of honoring him.
Yeah. Like, it's like when an artist dies and their work gets like more famous.
Man. Yeah, Leonard Cohen.
Oh damn, yeah.
Yeah, people are really sad here.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, next one. The Dutch prison crisis, a shortage of prisoners. So they actually don't have enough prisoners. Because in the Netherlands and sort of those countries, like, their prisons are really nice. Like, they focus on, like, rehabilitation instead of, like, punishment.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, this article talks about them, like, teaching inmates, like, how to cook. And, you know, these inmates, they're, like, in the kitchen with, like, these big knives that are, sure, the knives are, like, chained to the counter or whatever. But it's, like, they're still extending that trust there, you know?
Yeah, cool. But what, is there a reason there's a shortage? Like,
I guess people aren't doing crime. But, you know, it's a problem because, like, they spend all this money to do
these,
like,
great.
Yeah. And not enough people are.
So that sucks.
But, I mean, yeah, like, I guess it's like a problem, but like,
also
not really a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Dutch prison population was 14,468 in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And last year it was 8,245. It's like 43% drop.
Wow. Like
over 10 years.
Jeez.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess it shows that it's working.
Yeah, so. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's another way to look at it.
And lastly, despite one in a million odds, Jeremy the Lonely Snail has found a lover. So yeah, this snail apparently has like a really rare, like, backwards left aligning anatomy that makes it so he can't mate, or it, I guess, can't mate with other garden snails.
Oh, God.
And then someone who had another snail who, like, has the same, like, backwards anatomy was like, oh. So, yeah, they're, like,
well,
they're in.
How did that, I have this snail, like, they just own the, like, how does that work?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I think it's, like, so, yeah, there was, I guess, like, a member of her local Conchological Society, a group that studies all things snail and shell related, told this person about this effort to, like, find a mate for this other snail, and then they were like, oh, okay. But no, yeah, the person's like an amateur snail scientist, or they're not even like a professional.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like, that, I don't know, personally, that gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah. What was his name? Jimmy, did you say?
The snail?
The snail's name.
Snail's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
And then Lefty is the...
Well, Jeremy and Lefty.
Yeah, is the...
Wow.
Yeah. And they're they're in the process of, like, trying to get them to...
Oh, wow.
To me.
And they're kids. It's going to be...
But yeah, this article also taught me that, like, yeah, apparently snails are hermaphrodites. I didn't know that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Yeah. It was just
interesting.
Just crazy. Yeah. Huh. But cool. Yeah.
Wow. The more you know.
Snails. Seriously.
Man.
If this snail can find love, then so can I.
I'm sure. Don't worry. Oh,
thank you. Great. Well, thank you so much for coming here and doing this. Is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I also enjoyed myself, so thank you.
Usually at the end of the show, I give the guests, like, some time to, like, plug stuff if they're an artist, but I don't know. If there's anything you want to say to people, like, go for it, I guess.
Yeah, Okay.
Causes? I don't know. You don't have to, but it's like, this is your time.
No. I think everybody would benefit from the advice of a high school girl, right?
Yeah,
like, we
totally.
Have a lot to say. Okay, everybody. Do what's best for yourself, and you'll be fine. Give them hell, kid. I killed it.
Nice. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. That's just what I tell myself. I give them hell, kid. Like, if I need some, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's my favorite.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Give them hell, kid. We will see you again next week on The Scoop.